We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the rapture? Does this word have a speculative appeal to you? Is this a Bible doctrine? Is it a biblical word? Why all the excitement about the rapture? Are teachings about the rapture in conflict with the Bible? These are questions for consideration in this discussion. The rapture theory is an affirmation of a time when the Lord will come and take His people from this earth and transport them to a station somewhere into outer space or the unknown, and they will reside there for 7 years. The righteous dead will be raised from the dead. The righteous living saints will be caught up to this happy terminal place. The people who remain will not know where all the saints have gone. They will not be able to account for their disappearance. They will have no adequate explanation of the open graves vacated by the resurrected bodies. While this highly select group is with the Lord during the period of the rapture, it is also affirmed that there will be a period of great tribulations on the earth. There will be fear. There will be anxiety. There will be death on a mass scale. Nobody will know just what is happening, but all will agree that nothing preceding this calamity has ever occurred before. Some will assume that all the wholesale sufferings will be purely of materialistic value, with no spiritual or supernatural significance whatsoever. During the 1970s, a religious movie projecting the rapture was seen by many people. The promoters promised viewers of the picture that they would never be the same again after having seen it. Such is a stupendous exaggeration and challenge of man's mentality. There have been those who have seen it, and the only change it wrought in them was greater opposition to the whole system of deception and error propagated by the false teachers of this theory known as the rapture. Baseless assumptions and fertile imaginations constituted the foundation of this fictitious movie. The plot of the movie is built around the television coverage of what supposedly would happen when the rapture has occurred. It features headlines from metropolitan newspapers about the disappearance of millions without a trace of their destiny. There is calamity on a worldwide scale. Death in mass is reported from news sources around the world. Everyone on earth is supposed to be filled with fear. Yet the anchorman on the television coverage is just about as calm and collected as if he were giving the stock market quotations. Various men of knowledge are interviewed in an effort to describe what is happening. The movie reports that the President of the United States cannot be found. The implication is that the occupant of the White House has been caught up in the rapture. The movie presented a young man singing on The Tonight Show as actually having disappeared while singing his religious song before the live audience and thousands more on television. The cameramen are pictured as deeply perplexed, with no explanation of his disappearance. Shades of Revelation, chapter 13, and the mark of the beast were seemingly incorporated into this aspect of the movie. The picture story closes with the idea advanced by the television coverage that this might just be the hand of God after all, and that Jesus Christ may have come for all these people who were raised from the dead and were giving a living passport to rendezvous with Christ in the rapture in the sky. What a delusion! What a fabrication of deception, even though produced as a movie! Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening? May I ask, does the Bible teach that there will be a rapture? Absolutely not. This concoction of religious speculation is preposterous. The false theory, of course, contradicts plain Bible teaching. Allow me to point out some of the anti-Bible teaching on this subject. First of all, the rapture necessitates too many advents of Jesus Christ. The false theory projects Jesus Christ as coming for the saints at the beginning of the rapture. Then it has Jesus coming with the saints at the end of the rapture. That, you must know, means two comings of the Lord within a 7-year period, which, of course, is in plain conflict with the Bible. ladies and gentlemen, this tenet of fantastic theory is hardly tenable for the premillennialist. It poses a contradiction of serious proportions. Premillennialism affirms that Jesus will not raise the wicked dead until the end of the 1,000 years of reign of Christ on earth. The rapture and premillennialism would have Jesus making at least 3 trips from heaven to accommodate the saints. How mistaken can the mistaken be? Listen to what the Bible says. In Jude 14:15, "Behold, the Lord came with 10,000 of His holy ones to execute judgment upon all and to convict all ungodly of all their works of ungodliness, which they have ungodly wrought, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him." When Jesus comes, He will come to execute judgment upon all, not a few periodically. Contrary to this whole system of error, the second coming of Christ will not be in various stages, separated by a number of years. Secondly, the so-called rapture presents only a part of righteous humanity seeing Jesus when He comes. The remainder of the living will not see Him for at least 7 years. And those among the unrighteous dead will not see Him until the 1,000 years of the premillennial reign has been finished. But the direct conflict with the Bible is so obvious. This is what the Bible says. "Behold, He cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they that pierced Him, and all the tribes of the earth shall mourn over Him." Revelation 1:7. My friends, does plain, authoritative language mean anything to you? Listen. Are you listening? "Behold, He cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see Him," God says in His Word. The Bible declares in Matthew 25:31-46, "But all nations will appear before Christ at His coming. Both the wicked and the good will be there at the same time. There will be one advent, one coming of the Lord, one judgment, at which time there will be a great separation that takes place, the wicked on the left and the righteous on the right, for their eternal destinies. Those on the left will go to hell, those on the right to heaven." There is positively no room in Matthew 25 for the rapture theory, the tribulation period, nor the 1,000 years reign of Christ on earth. There will be no such thing as a 1,000-year interval between the resurrection of the righteous and the unrighteous. The rapture theory is contrary to truth. It is false. The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, made one declaration that completely wipes out the rapture millennial theory. Listen. "I charge thee in the sight of God and of Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead, and by His appearing and His kingdom." 2 Timothy 4:1. Christ is coming, and He's coming to judge the living and the dead. Those who are alive will be there. Those who are dead will be there. According to Matthew 25:31-46, the judgment will include both the righteous and the wicked. Now, my friends, please observe the false teaching of the premillennialists and the rapture advocates. The rapture advocates declare that Jesus is coming with no judgment subsequent to His coming. The rapture would have some of the dead raised while others are left in their tombs. But the Bible says Jesus will come to judge all the living and the dead, no exceptions. The rapture theory, the tribulation period, the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth, and the separate resurrection of the righteous dead and the unrighteous dead by a full millennium cannot be true. The theories are in total disagreement with 2 Timothy 4:1 and other divine declarations of the Bible. In 2 Timothy 4:1, the apostle wrote, "I charge thee in the sight of God and of Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead, and by His appearing and His kingdom." A third reason the rapture theory is false is the fact that it is contrary to the clear, positive teaching of our Lord in John 5:28-29. Jesus declared, "Marvel not at this, for the hour cometh in which all that are in their tombs shall hear His voice and shall come forth. they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of judgment. Jesus said, the righteous dead and the unrighteous dead, along with those that are alive, will come forth to meet the Lord at the same time. But the rapture mistaken say, no. Their false theory affirms that the righteous dead will be raised to meet the Lord in the air, and they will remain with Him during the entire 7 years of the rapture period. The unrighteous dead are still in their graves, they say. In fact, the premillennial theory, of which the rapture is but a phase, does not have the unrighteous dead raised until the very end of the millennium. That destroys the 1,000 years of Jesus' reign on earth because the theory demands a total of 1,007 years between the resurrection of the righteous dead and the resurrection of the unrighteous dead. And you know something? Avowed premillennialists will not admit anything that destroys their 1,000 years reign. But the Bible destroys the entire theory of premillennialism. The following conclusions are inescapable. 1. Jesus declared that all that are in their graves shall be resurrected, all at the same time when He comes again. You will read that in John 5:28-29. 2. When Jesus comes again, every eye shall see Him, and the meeting will be in the air, not on the earth, not after 1,007 years. That you will read in Revelation 1:7. 3. When Jesus comes again, He is not coming to establish His kingdom on earth, as claimed by premillennialists, but to deliver the kingdom of God to the Father, as affirmed by the inspired apostle in 1 Corinthians 15:24. This will be the end, the Bible says. 4. The rapture theory does grave violence to the last day about which Jesus spoke. Hear the Lord in this matter. And I say, are you listening? And this is the will of Him that sent me, that all which He hath given me I shall lose nothing, but shall raise it up in the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone that beholdeth the Son and believeth on Him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. No man can come to me except the Father that sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6:39-40 and verse 44. Again we read in John 6:54, He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And again, Martha said to Jesus, recorded in John 11:24, I know that He shall raise again the resurrected at the last day. Furthermore, Jesus declared in John 12:48, He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my sayings, hath the one that judgeth him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last day. Jesus teaches clearly that the resurrection will be on the last day. He positively affirmed in John 5:28-29, that the resurrection of both the good and the evil will come forth the same hour. When will that be? The Bible says, at the last day. My friends, the rapture theory has not only days but years separating the resurrection of the good and the evil. The very heart and core of premillennial theory has even centuries separating the resurrection of the righteous and the unrighteous. Ladies and gentlemen, be not deceived by these false theories. How can there be days, months, years, or even 10 full centuries beyond what Jesus called the last days? I tell you, God's inspired word is true. Premillennial theories are false. And 5, the rapture theory is in conflict with God's eternal truth, revealed by the inspired Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians 1:6-10. And it says, Unto you that are afflicted, rest with us at the revelation of the Lord Jesus from heaven with the angels of His power and flaming fire, rendering vengeance to them that know not God, and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus, who shall suffer punishment, even eternal destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of His might. when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be marveled at in all them that believe, because our testimony to you was believed in that day, the Bible says. In this inspired declaration, Paul spoke of the two groups, the saved and the unsaved. There is no doubt about it. When Jesus comes with his angels, when he comes in flaming fire to take vengeance on the infidels and those who obey not the gospel, when he comes to separate the wicked forever from his presence and from the glory of his power and might, when he comes to be glorified in his saints and be admired of all them that are faithful, it will be in that day, the final day, the day of his coming. The rapture denies all in that day. They do not have the wicked receiving tribulation by being sent to hell that day. They do not have the righteous receiving the rest of eternal life in that day. They still have the wicked here on earth and the righteous only in the air, not in heaven. The rapture is in conflict with the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening? It is a false theory. I submit another conflict with the Bible, which the rapture theory presents. In 2 Peter 3:10-14, the inspired apostle declared, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall be dissolved with fervent heat, and the earth and the works therein shall be burned up, seeing that these things are thus all to be dissolved. What manner of person ought ye to be in all holy living and godliness, looking forward and earnestly desiring the coming of the day of God, by reason of which the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. But according to his promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for these things, give diligence that ye may be found in peace, without spot, and blameless in his sight." Surely, there can be no doubt about it. This divine declaration refers to the second coming of Christ. It describes the Lord's coming as occurring in a day. On that day will be the burning of this earth and the dissolution of all elements. What a contrast to the rapture theory, which demands the continuation of this old earth after the Lord comes. The wicked dead will still be buried in the bosom of the earth, they say. The wicked, who are alive, will still be on the earth, although suffering great tribulation, they claim. The rapture theory demands the continuation of the earth for 7 years subsequent to the Lord's coming, and premillennialism demands the continuation of the earth for a full 1,000 years subsequent to his coming. Another false religion demands that the earth be renovated for an eternal resting place for those among the fortunate 144,000 who will be in heaven. But don't you forget, God's word declares that this old world will be burned up, dissolved in fervent heat when our Lord comes again. Are you prepared for the judgment day? Prepared or unprepared, we will all be present for that day of the judgment. The Bible says, "And inasmuch as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this cometh